My name is John Erling. Today's date is January 17, 2012. Wanda, first of all, would you state your full name, please?
Wanda Jackson. Wanda LaVon Jackson Goodman. That's my married name, Goodman.
Your date of birth and your present age?
October 20th, 1937, which makes me 74 as we speak.
And tell us where we're recording this interview.
At my home in the south part of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Where were you born?
Maud, Oklahoma. Very small town about 65 miles southeast of Oklahoma City.
Was it a hospital or a house?
It was a hospital, the general hospital there.
Recollection of grandparents that you would have on either side?
Yes, I have some recollection. I wasn't real close to them. When I was about 5 years old, my parents moved to California, and we stayed there 4 years. So those were the years that I missed being with grandparents. My mother's folks and she came from Rolph, Oklahoma, which is close to Ada. My grandmother, her mother, was an invalid all the years that I knew her. She had rheumatoid arthritis. And I don't have many recollections of her daddy. My father's folks were from Maud, as far as I know. I think they were sharecroppers. I knew my grandpa from the Jackson side pretty well because he visited us in California.
What was his name?
Bob Jackson.
Were they musical, your grandparents on either side?
Well, not on my mother's side. My dad's side, most of the brothers, which there was three brothers, could play somewhat at instruments by ear. My dad was the best musician.
Your mother's name and where she was born and grew up?
Her maiden name is Nellie Vera Whitaker. She was born and raised in Rolph, Oklahoma.
What was she like? Can you describe her? Was she?
Oh, yeah. She was a workaholic is the best word to describe her. I don't remember anything but chasing mother around the house if I wanted to talk to her. Now, if I could catch her ironing, then I could sit down and we could talk. But she always stayed busy, and she was very pretty, rather short in stature, but very slim. When you work that hard, you're going to be slim. Very jovial, you know, she sang as she worked a lot. I remember her smile, great big smile. Very happy person.
She didn't bring any music to the table then from her side?
No, she didn't.
Your father's name?
Tom Robert Jackson. He was from Maud, Oklahoma. I think he was actually born in Texas, but then, you know, as an infant even, they moved back to Oklahoma. So his growing up years was in Maud.
What was his personality like?
Oh, I think of Daddy as being very laid back. Real cool. He loved music. He loved to dance. He loved to tell jokes, that sort of thing. Just about everybody that knew Daddy liked him. He was just that type of person.
Did he play several instruments?
He played fiddle and guitar, self-taught.
And then he would sing, of course.
Yes, he did sing, and he had a good voice.
What did he do for a living?
He worked in oil fields. You know, I really don't know. I probably didn't ever ask Daddy about that. But then when we moved to California, he wanted to have a trade. So he went to barber school. And Mother, of course, worked and supported us during those few months, however long it was. I'm an only child, so that made it easier for them to move. He got his license in barbering, and then we moved right outside of Bakersfield, little town called Greenfield, and he barbered there for, I guess, a year and a half. He had very bad feet. He chose a bad profession because his feet were playing out, and my mother was very, very homesick to be back with her family around her, and so she talked Daddy into coming back to Oklahoma, and this is the funny story. He said, all right, we'll go back to Oklahoma. If you'll help me make a living, But if you ever have to make gravy out of water, we're coming back to California. So Mother worked very hard to keep enough milk on hand to make that white gravy he liked.
I'm figuring you're about 4 years old when you made that move to California. Mm-hmm. It was there then that your father bought a guitar for you?
Uh-huh, yeah. A little child's guitar. This was the days of the war. My guitar had an Uncle Sam's hat on it and stars. We have a picture of me with that guitar.
Were you just as a child prone to sing? Or?
Well, I loved it. You know, he had records, and I guess he made sure we always had a record player. So in the evenings when he'd come in after dinner, a lot of nights we just made music and listened to music, and that's why he wanted me to be able to play guitar, so that he could play fiddle and I could accompany him. It didn't take me long because I loved playing. Then I began to learn some songs.
Obviously, then you were playing, as we say, by ear.
I mean, well, he was teaching me the chords.
Okay. Did he teach you notes?
No. He didn't know them.
Okay. He just picked it up by what he heard, and he was able to do it on the guitar.
He learned, but he played all the chords right, the way they are supposed to be fingered and everything. That's all I know is that he taught me and to sing. But my real love of music and wanting to become a singer and a performer came from the fact that they took me to dances with them. They loved to dance. On Saturday nights, we would go to the various places around L.A. I'd hear big bands like Bob Wills, Spade Cooley, Tex Williams, Maddox Brothers and Rose. The girls in those bands, after seeing them and hearing them yodel, and they were dressed in pretty sparkly dresses, I said, I'm going to be a girl singer like them. So in my mind, the first thing I had to learn was to yodel, because all the girls in those big bands yodeled. I did that. The first thing I remember is Daddy had a big stack of Jimmy Rogers, the Blue Yodeler, his records. Hearing those all my life, I learned the Blue Yodel number 6. That's, as far as I know, the first song I could play the guitar and sing at the same time and yodel. So then I was set. The rest is history.